ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who are going to share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at the website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with lots of tools and techniques to help you create that life that you desire. The website, again, is AskSueLondon.com. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, I want to encourage you to check out my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This is my personal story of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, going through abuse, a life and death pregnancy, near-death experience, being given 30 minutes to live, and also going through divorce after I learned of my first husband having a girlfriend for 14 to 16 years of our marriage. So there's lots of things in there to help any one of you that are going through challenges. So you get that book from my website, AskSueLondon.com, and it's available in ebook and hard copy. Now, I also want to share, if you live in Southern Ontario, Canada, I'm going to be doing an event on Wednesday, April the 18th, and that's from 7:30 till 9 p.m. So if you go to my website, again, AskSueLondon.com, go to the events page for Wednesday, April the 18th, and you can see all the details. I'm going to be giving a free 30-minute presentation and doing a book signing after and answering any questions that you've got. And if you live in the Rhode Island area, I will be back down there May the 23rd, the Wednesday night. I'll be doing an event at the Venus Restaurant. So more details to follow around all that. So watch for all that news. Lots going on, folks. Now, I have to tell you, I've got to be one of the luckiest people on this earth. Having my job as your radio host has just brought so many amazing people to me. And today we've got back on the show past guest, John Ossipinski. You'll remember that we had him on a few months ago, and he was doing lymphatic clearing systems, checking your lymphatic system and telling you what was going on. And we were talking about acid-alkaline balancing. Well, tonight, John is going to talk about lymphatic clearing for your children. Now, for anyone that calls in, John has a special gift for you. So that gift is, you call in, you ask John your question, and John will give you three free 30-minute remote lymphatic sessions to a parent and a young child with some type of learning disability. How John works is he will work through the parent remotely and then work on the child. And I can tell you, folks, John has worked with me personally, and he's worked through me to one of my children. And it's just been amazing what I've seen unfold. So I really encourage you to call in today and ask your questions and see how John can help you and your family. Now, let me tell you a bit about John first, and I'll give you all these details about the call-in information. John was, he's a retired New York City from the fire department. He and his wife, Eileen, moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and then John went on to graduate from Phoenix Therapeutic Massage College. He continued his education, and he became certified in lymphedema therapy and craniosacral therapy. So today, John is not only going to share details about your lymphatic system and the critical roles it plays in detoxification, but he's also going to talk to you about the acid-alkaline balance and the relationship of the lymphatic system and acid in your body. And you're going to learn more about clearing your children's lymphatic system. This is really important stuff he's going to share tonight. So like I said, you can call in and ask your questions, and John will be able to help you help your child. So the number, folks, that you're going to call today is 1-800-930-2819. Okay, you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area, but trust me, it's a lot better for you to gain more knowledge if you phone in. So that way John can talk to you over the phone, answer questions as you're going. Okay, number again, 1-800-930-2819. And you can also learn a lot more about John at lymphman.com. The website is lymphman.com. So let's get John on the show and let's get started. So John, my friend, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
How are you doing today, Sue? Inspiring many, I see.
Sorry, what, say that again?
Inspiring many, I see.
Well, thank you. That's my mission in life, you know.
Right. The great mission. Isn't that a wonderful thing to help others? That's great.
It's so rewarding, and you're enjoying that wonderful weather right now in
It's beautiful. I'm right by a window. It's very sunny. It feels great. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice to hear with all of us having rain up here in the cold weather. So if you could send some of that up, that would really inspire me, okay?
You got it.
Now, let's get started, first of all, John, and tell everyone, what is the lymphatic system?
Well, you know, I'm really very passionate about educating people about the lymphatic system, because we all have one, and most people don't even know that they have one, or they don't know about it until they have cancer or a friend gets cancer.
Yes.
But to me, this show, even though we all need to know about the lymphatic system, is really about, if we're going to have a baby, if we want to prepare ourselves for that, or if we want to have children who are healthy, who are younger now, then we have to understand how to maintain their lymphatic system, because the medical system does not do that. It's not mentioned. It's ignored. Even Dr. Oz says that the lymphatic system is ignored in medicine. And to me, that's a serious problem. And I really believe that many of our children's problems, from hyperactivity to Tourette's to OCD to rashes or digestive issues, are really simple things that parents can actually gain a hold of by understanding my information about the lymphatic system and how especially acid in the body, acid waste, is stopping our lymphatic system.
So let me ask, like, I'm still unclear, what is the lymphatic system? Is that like an organ or tissues or what is it?
So the lymphatic system is a system of the body that we all have. It actually runs along your blood vessels, but it's where our blood vessels are a loop, the arteries to veins. This is one-way river. It just starts anywhere in your body and just works its way back up to your heart to return blood or lymph back to your heart again. So it's this network of vessels and nodes that are everywhere. But we don't see them. They're microscopic, but they really are ignored in medicine. But we can gain control of them by actually using our own hands or by understanding how to use diet or how to use exercise. Because it's a tiny, tiny system. You know, we all have a plumbing system in our house, and we all know about plumbing problems. But if you can imagine a plumbing system as thin as your hair, that is going to get clogged up often. And so if we're not moving, if our children have had viruses or colds or a lot of antibiotics, then their lymphatic system can become congested, and that can affect how they feel, mentally and physically.
And so the lymphatic system is really all throughout our whole body then?
It's really everywhere. There are just certain places, like the whites of the eyes does not have it. The labyrinth of the middle of the ear does not have it. Inside our brain, there are no lymph vessels, but their membranes that surround our brain, the meninges, has lymph vessels. So it's really just an understanding that we have this plumbing system in our body, and we need to learn how to detox it often, not just once a year or twice a year when people think about it. To me, it's really about doing it on a daily basis. And you know, Sue, I like to tell people right away that I'm not a vegetarian. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I love to eat. I eat Chinese food. I eat hot dogs. I eat hamburgers. Most of the time, I eat healthfully. I'll eat turkey burgers, but I do go out and have an In-N-Out burger once in a while. I will eat white flour. But if we don't understand that those things and chocolates and candies and pizza, those things make us acidic, then we're missing it. And that's what's happening. People become nauseous, they get stomach problems, and they have no clue that the food we're giving our children or that we're consuming is actually making us constricted and hurting us.
Well, and you know what? What I've really learned a lot from you is that, you know, yeah, for sure, our food really makes a difference. But I really had my eyes open when you were working on me. And folks, years ago, to add to this, I was hit from by a baseball, and I've had at least two concussions in my life. My skull is actually cracked from where I got hit with the baseball. And when John was working on me, he said that my lymphatic system was not flowing in my head, around my brain. And it showed me when we have not only not eating right, but if we have had injuries, that can affect the flow through us as well and makes a big difference. And, you know, when you worked on me, holy smokes, like I was so focused and, you know, could remember and stuff like that. And it really showed me how that can be like approved. So what we want to do now is we want to go to a break. And then when we come back, let's talk in more detail about, you know, all these things that parents don't know, what they can look at for their kids to change what's happening with their fate of their health. Sound good?
Got it.
Now, folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my guest today is John Ossipinski. We're going to take that short break now. When we come back, you have the opportunity to ask John your questions, and when you call in and ask questions, you're going to receive a free gift. John's going to do three 30-minute healing remote sessions on your child through you. So call in. The number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions, folks, through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. And while we're at break, be sure to check out my website, AskSueLondon.com, and sign up for that free newsletter to receive the videos. And make sure that you go to John's website, LymphMan.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is my friend, John Ossipinski, and we are talking about healing and helping your children through their lymphatic clearing. So call in today, and I kind of made a mistake. And John, why don't you tell everyone what you're offering for the people that call in? And it's for we're limiting it to two people.
Yeah, that's all. We're just going to be limited to two people if they have children who have some problems with learning the disabilities, aren't thinking clearly. Those are the kids I'd like to work with, and they'll get three sessions where I work through the parent. The kid could be sleeping. The parent will also benefit from the session, but it's a great deal. But we're going to limit that to two call-ins.
Sure. So, folks, don't wait because we've only got, you can only call in till about maximum the 35-minute mark. Okay. So don't wait till last minute to call in. I know last time we had you on, John, people were calling last minute like crazy and didn't get their session. So trust me, I've had these sessions with this man and he is 100% correct in what he's doing. And I've seen him work on my daughter and I've seen positive changes in her as well. So he's good, guys. So check him out and make the call. Ask your questions because he can really help you understand what's happening with your children. Now, John, let's talk about why is maintaining the lymphatic system important in having a healthy pregnancy and healthy children? So it starts all when you're pregnant, right?
Yeah, it starts there, you know, and me and my wife, we tried for 13 years to have kids, and we know and understand that we were acidic, and once we sort of changed that a little bit, boom, we went to a doctor, and we were able to get pregnant, but it really is an understanding that it's fetal cells, babies develop as cells, and if your environment inside your body and your tissues is acidic, then you're going to not be able to carry that, and you may have miscarriages, or you may not be able to conceive. So, you know, it's really important to start cleaning up before you get pregnant. Take a month or two off from alcohol, from grains. Really eat a very vegetarian diet. You'll be amazed at how your life changes. But you are preparing for a baby. You know, I don't understand this when people don't want to take that time. It's really so important because it would make such a better outcome for the baby. So, really, it starts in the womb. This baby is sitting in the womb in fluid that may be a little too acidic. The baby is actually swallowing the amniotic fluid, and it runs through the body. And new research shows that the brain does not have structures that actually absorb cerebrospinal fluid in the womb. Actually, that occurs at birth. So they found that the lymphatic system must maintain the brain of the fetus in the womb. And if the mother gets a little bit acidic, which they already know that many women get acidic, they get indigestion sometimes daily during their period of pregnancy. And if it gets bad enough, sometimes they get preeclampsia, which is actually proteins and acid waste building in the body. So we know what the outcome is, but we don't realize that many women are really just not showing severe signs of it and just going through their pregnancy with mild swelling or mild discomfort, but it could be affecting the child. So that's where learning to make sure that they walk every day, making sure they're drinking alkaline water, because if they're drinking reverse osmosis water, they're contributing to themselves becoming acidic. They want to watch the white flour. You know, we know you always hear about
that stuff is
ice
killer.
Cream, right? But ice cream is meant to make a calf 500 pounds, excess proteins. So, you know, there are little changes. You can have sorbet. You can have, you know, more fruits. I mean, I am not about being perfect, but we really have to get an understanding that I'm not eating for two when you're pregnant, that you're actually eating for one very tiny baby, and you really have to eat much more healthfully, and then the baby does much better. You don't swell.
So let's talk about, okay, here's mom pregnant. Now, what, give us some examples of the proper foods, like you're saying grains and that, because I know when you were on before, I was like so excited bragging how I ate this healthy diet, boneless, skinless chicken breast, nothing was fried, my cholesterol's perfect, and then you were saying, no, you're having too much, that was making
right.
me
you're depending on more meat protein,
yeah.
Where we could have a little piece of meat protein or fish or turkey, but we don't want to have that every day, and if most
okay.
people are eating the way they eat, they're eating meat in the morning, afternoon, and dinner, so we want to get away from that, and there's no problem with having salads three or four meals in a row, or meaning three evenings in a row, big salads, they fill you up, and they actually help to detox your body. So women who are pregnant should not really actively detox, but definitely should begin drinking more water. If they're drinking coffee, they shouldn't be doing that. Even decaffeinated is not good for them. So it's really they need to get on a lot more water, a lot more vegetable and fruit-based diet, and they see they will go through their pregnancy much more healthfully, and it'll actually make their child much more healthful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we have to tell everyone about your book. When you go to John's website, lymphman.com, he's got an incredible book I've got right here in my hands. It's called An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and you got to get it. It's on his website, and it has so much information. It will really open your eyes for all you people listening that think you're doing the things right. I thought I was doing things right until I read this book and met this man. And it's an eye-opener.
And that's my simple thing is that I thought the same thing as you did, Sue. I thought I was eating healthy. I had my vegetable. I had my little meat. And I had my, you know, maybe carbohydrate. But that's not how we should be eating. We should be eating four or five vegetables or big salads and a little piece of meat. We don't need to have the starches with our meals all the time. And then we do a lot better. And same thing with babies. What do we do with babies when they're born or when they start eating food? We give them Swyback, which is what? White flour product with milk and sugar. We give them Cheerios, you know. So we're actually training them to eat acid foods, which is going to give them colic and rashes, and nobody connects this. So,
see, now, you know what? When you're saying that, John, when I'm looking back, my kids were never colicky. And, in fact, they slept through the night at a very young age. I made all their own baby food. I never bought baby food or gave them
there
the Cheerios, stuff like that. Yeah. So it's interesting that you say that because now, you know, people would say, oh, my kids were, like, so screaming. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I didn't even know what that was like. But now when you're saying that, how I fed them, it was all the homemade stuff, no additives, and it was the vegetables and that.
And that
so,
makes
yeah,
a big
good point.
Difference. But most people, you know, they want the kids starting to eat, and they really just start giving them the same food they're eating, hamburger, steak, pasta, and they need to eat. You need to break them in and train them almost as vegetarians, and then teach them it's okay to have a burger once in a while or have this once in a while. But to be dependent, we're really hurting our children. I didn't understand that I was giving my child too much white flour, sugar, and cereal, and he always had belly aches. And, you know, all the time. And I was creating that in him. So, you know, if you're a parent, you have to understand my information. It's groundbreaking information. I get people from around the world who write me and tell me that, thank you for your book. This is information that everyone needs. And we do, because we all have a lymphatic system. Even our animals have lymphatic systems, our dogs. And we need to maintain them, too. But a parent can get my book and actually know how to drain themselves or go to lymphman.com. I have over 100 videos that you can learn how to drain a child with earaches, child with colic, a child, a newborn infant, a small routine for a few minutes just to activate their lymphatic system to clean them up so they'll be healthy. So there's a lot that a parent can do, but they have to take the few minutes it may take to sort of learn how.
And, you know, you're talking about earaches and that. That is very common in kids. Like, I can't tell you how many people have said, oh, my kids had to have tubes in their ears.
Tubes. You just hit on it.
You know?
The lymphatic system must remove fluid. It's this network of vessels that must remove waste and fluid. And if you notice, many of our health problems have to do, like you're saying, with children's ears, fluid in the ears. It's because the lymphatic system is congested. But we also get kids, babies get hydrocephalus, where their skull actually stretches and they get big. They can't even hold their heads up because they have too much fluid in their head.
Oh.
So, you know, we see this, but we don't understand that the lymphatic system must remove fluid from the body. So I've had very good success with children with hydrocephalus, really with everything. If you understand my work, the lymphatic system is connected to everything in the body. So when we just activate or if a parent activates his light system in the body, everything improves, rashes, digestive problems, you know, irritability, aggressiveness, it all changes.
Okay, now, so they're going to go to your website, lymphman.com. You've got a lot of information on there. Can you tell them exactly where they would go to learn how to do this on their kids? What area is it? What tab is it?
Basically, at lymphman.com, it is a subscription. I charge normally $99 for a year, but you also get coaching from me. You don't just get videos. You get to ask me questions. John, I may just want to do this with my child. So now I'm doing it for $20 off. It's $79, but it's a full year. It's like having coaching me in your living room. And they will have pictures or the videos that will guide them through it. And most importantly, they'll learn how to drain themselves, the parents, in a few-minute routine, and then they'll be able to also have the child learn to do it, or they can do it to the child, which I also show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and can I add that, you know, I know when John was working on me and he worked on my daughter, and then I was, you know, working on myself, I had questions I wanted to ask him. So when he says, you know, you're getting his time, it is very valuable that you want that as well. So make sure you check that out. It's lymphman.com.
And right, so we all need a lymphatic health coach, somebody to help us understand it so that we can change our family's health.
You know, yes.
It's easy stuff. It really is easy. But if we don't understand, if we don't have someone to teach us that, we're not going to learn it.
That's right. Yeah. Now, we just got a minute before we go to break here, but I want to ask you, why is a chubby baby not a healthy baby?
Well, you know, we've all seen these chubby babies in the news. Oh, very big baby. They have rolls and rolls and rolls. That's excess fluid in the body that the lymphatic system is not picking up. So that's also going to be in the kidneys. It's going to be in the lungs. It could be in the heart, that excess fluid. So, again, they show that excess fluid actually makes them have a harder life. So it really is. My son was a little bit like that, not as big as those kids, but he had big rolls. And I started draining him. We made him more alkaline, and boom, it went away. So it's something that a parent, if you see a child with heavy legs, then their abdomen is congested. So it's not just the legs. They have to get the abdomen opened up. And these are things that parents can actively do, and it makes them empowered to be able to take care of their children.
Yeah, good stuff. We're going to take a break right now. Folks, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. When we come back, more about your lymphatic system and helping your children with John Oskopinski. While we're on that break, check out AskSueLondon.com. Sign up for that free newsletter and start getting those videos. And go to lymphman.com and sign up for John's program and start learning how you can help yourself and your family. Sue, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
NationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have John Ossipinski here with us today, and the topic of the show is lymphatic clearing for your children. Now, John has really been sharing throughout the show why things are happening with your children. John, let's talk about, we talked briefly about the ears, but let's talk about, you know, how are earaches, sore throats, and continual colds a sign of acidity and the lymphatic congestion?
The fact that our body is meant to be in balance is first grade science.
Okay.
We homeschool our kids, and, you know, I just went over that with my daughter a few years ago, and now with my son again. So it's about homeostasis, that the body is always in between acid and alkaline, but it really wants to be neutral. Unfortunately, we spend $50 billion a year on antacids and Prilosec, so we know we're all acidic. But it's also affecting our children because, you know, many two-week-old infants are put on antacids because of colic and irritability and bloated bellies.
Wow.
So it's even affecting them. It's not just the food we eat. It's really about our own dead cells building in our body because our lymphatic system can't clean them out when we're acidic. So when a child becomes acidic, acid waste starts to build up in the throat because the major lymph drain is right in the neck on the left. So they start getting sore throats. But if I see a child who always has a cold or a runny nose, I know that child is acidic. So if you put them in a bath, you put them in an Epsom salt bath, you know, with two cups of Epsom salt, make sure you watch them. But that starts to slowly neutralize them. You do that twice a week maybe. But there are things. You give them more fruits, more vegetables, cut back on a little bit of the white flour. But it really is just acidity building in the body. Again, many two-week-old infants are on antacids, and to me that is horrendous. Is really the horrendous. They even scoped young children because they don't know what's wrong with them. I can tell you that the digestive system becomes acidic. That's it.
Yeah, I have never seen so many kids with irritable bowel syndromes and Crohn's disease. That's what I used to have, so that's what I'm having more parents come to me, that their children at these very young ages having Crohn's disease. It's all their lymphatic system, then, what you're saying, right?
We have three vessels, you know, and there are a lot of, and I just lost a friend from Crohn's disease, and, you know, it is horrible because they go through the last few years, they end up losing their part of their stomach, I mean, their colon, and they suffer, and it really is all about congestion starting at a young age, and it has to do with three vessels of lymph that are in the abdomen. They're right at the base of the rib cage, right by the sternum, actually, and they must clean the abdominal tissues and your legs and the pelvic tissues. And when these three vessels clog up, then children begin to bloat or we start getting acid building in our stomach. So it really is a plumbing problem. And a parent can actually, I taught my son at 5 years old, I got tired of always working on his stomach. I said, here, let's show you how, you know, and over a couple of weeks, I said, okay, you got a bellyache, drain yourself. And he learned how to do it himself. You know, we empower our children. But we have to understand how acid waste, the things we give our children, soda. I gave my children soda and Gatorade. And I'll tell you, Mountain Dew just won a lawsuit. A man tried to say, and this is important for anybody who drinks soda. We drink it very rarely, but we do have it occasionally, a couple times a year, but very little. Because, you know, we don't want to be perfect. We're not like that. But when this man tried to sue the company saying a mouse was in his Mountain Dew and he drank from it, the company won because they said that that Mountain Dew was so acidic that that mouse would just be a blob. It would never be intact by the time it got to the shelves.
Wow.
So we make that choice. Do we give our children a Gatorade? We give our children, I gave it a few years ago, a lot of Gatorade, my kids, because it was hot here. And you know what? It affected them. I saw how they were more emotional, had more problems, skin problems. It's very acid forming. So children need to start drinking water, not even natural sodas, and not reverse osmosis water. But it really is, as parents, what we're doing to them. We have to be the parents.
Exactly.
But right now, I never understood this stuff till I was 47 years old. I'm 53 now. It's changed my life. It's changed my family's life. And that's why I'm out trying to get other people, hey, it's not about being perfect. It's about learning that some foods you eat are acidic. It's about the dead cells in your body that are not getting out or making you acidic. And you need to learn how to do that. And you learn how to do it with your own two hands, or go get a massage, or go get a lymphatic drainage.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not so easy to find.
Yeah, and, you know, like, you said it, parents, you can be the example. And I can tell you, our kids love, it's a big thing in our house. The kids all like to come home on the weekend and we'll have a dinner, we'll play cards. And, you know, some people sit around, they'll drink pop or drink booze or whatever, you know, playing cards. But in our house, everyone wants water. No one drinks, you know, pop or anything like that. It's just, that's how my kids are. And now I have a five-year-old grandson. He asks for water versus anything else.
Right.
But one thing, and, you know, one thing that I've seen as I've learned from John, folks, this is really important. As you learn to change your eating habits and you change to eat properly, I never thought I would say this, but my daughter, who's turning 19 in a couple of weeks, is actually not eating the junk food anymore. She's asking for raw vegetables in her lunches and stuff like that. And I never thought this kid would ever want that. But she said she's just sick of having the junk food. And I never thought in my lifetime I would hear this kid say that. So, you know, that really just shows you, like, how much of an impact you have on your children by the example you lead.
That's exactly it.
You know, I want to just go back for a second to the Crohn's disease, because one thing, when you were talking about stomach issues and that, John, you know my story, and many of you listeners know, some of you that don't, I had my intestine burst and 3 feet was removed. And the Crohn's disease was completely healed, but I would have some off days. And, you know, it would be more, you know, I couldn't digest something or whatever. And when John worked on me, do you remember, John, lymphatic system wasn't even flowing around my intestines at all, was it?
No, especially right around your navel. And that's what happens.
Yep.
The lymph flow will
yep.
have either back up, or it will flow alternatively, or it will just after a while become spasmed and not flow. And that's what I can tell. I can tell, and I've done hundreds of people around the world because I use Skype or the phone, and I am right on. I don't know how I do it, but I could just see the lymph flow. So I find out where you're backed up. I work with that area remotely, and everyone feels it. You felt it yourself. I mean,
oh my gosh, it was powerful. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's a whole other show.
Yeah,
I
don't
really
about that.
Felt
but,
it.
But you know, we're gentle with people depending on their illness. I've been working for 15 years doing this, about 3 years doing remote work, and I know how to start to get people to slowly open up so they don't feel so sick. And I really love working with autistic children, because I feel I've had 4 autistic children who actually came to me autistic and with autism, and now after some sessions are no longer. Again, these parents give their children a lot of supplements, but they're missing the one thing that I or someone can, who knows how to do my work, can actively open up a lymph-brain connection, that these children just become different children overnight. They really are congested children, our children who have ADD, autism, Asperger's, all these things. They're congested.
So let me ask you, the kids that have those conditions, where are they congested?
They're in regular school.
Their brain? No, but is it in their brain? Oh. Is that where, you know what I mean? Is there a certain area of their body that they're not flowing?
Yes. No, it's there is a lymph-brain connection. Even though they found out that the baby, the fetus, brain is dependent on the lymphatic system in the womb, when it's born, it has certain structures that absorb cerebrospinal fluid. And they always thought all the cerebrospinal fluid went into these structures. But new research shows that 48% of our lymphatic system, 48% of our cerebral spinal fluid must flow to the lymphatic system.
Okay.
So when our children become congested, they start getting earaches and start getting colds, their brain starts to fill up with acid waste because the lymphatic system is congested. And I believe each month these children are getting vaccinated.
Okay.
Even though I see children who are not vaccinated who also have problems, they've had a lot of antibiotics or falls on their head. But when they get a vaccination each month, they're getting inflammation each month. And when you do that month after month and you don't have them cleaned up or maintain their lymphatic system, then their lymphatic system congests with dead cells. And that can actually offset the brain and make the brain start to fill with acid waste. And that's why they say around 15 months is when children start showing signs of autism, even though it can happen earlier. But to me, it's about congestion. because I think I mentioned this before, Sue, that they have a disease called Batten disease where children are born healthily. Within 3 to 4 years, they actually just deteriorate their brain. They can't move anymore, and they die. And they already know that that's brain cells building in the brain, meaning dead cells building in the brain, just incapacitating the nervous system. Well, that same thing is happening in every disease, and that's what my book is all about, how every disease is the same. It's just our own dead cells building in a different part of our body.
So can I ask you, what do you suggest? Do you suggest that everybody connect with you first and you do a remote session, tell them what's going on and explain to them why their child has this condition? Or do you feel they should go to your website and sign up and just start working on their children? What's the best process for them to take?
Of course, it's going to work better when I can start them off and open it up, because I really am very good at opening up circulation in the body. I mean, people feel it. They see the differences in their child that night. It's really amazing. And then they can learn, and I would actually help them work through how to open up their child and how to do it. I actually have some videos to show them how, but it really is not hard. It's just, you know, I could help them through it. But we really have to learn how to open up our children, take them to the park and have them chase you around. You know, that's how we get their blood going, to push into their brain. You know, our children are sitting in front of the computer way too much. You know, I mean, we have an 11-year-old son who, my God, if we let him, he'd sit there all day long playing, you know, shooting people and doing things.
I know. We've got a grandson like that.
So we have to limit them.
Rule in our house is, when you're at our house, no technology. We're out at a park, you know?
That's right. So, that's it. Yeah. Exactly. You want to go out and enjoy your kids, but you have to be the example. You have to take them around and really get them to walk with you, young children. I used to take my kids to the park and have them, let's go sprint, follow me, run me. And they'd just run aimlessly after me, you know? But I would see, my daughter's freckles get very dark the next day and then go away. So it was showing me that waste was leaving her body when I got her blood flow moving. So it's important for them to have some type of exercise, too, as they age, as they get older.
Amazing. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about lymphatic systems. And then I'm going to share a poem to inspire you. So, folks, I'm Sue London, and we're with Get Inspired Radio. So check out lymphman.com while we're on break, and AskSueLondon.com. And stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We've had John Ossipinski here with us today, and we've been talking about clearing your children's lymphatic systems. Learn more about John at lymphman.com, and I really want to encourage you that when you're at John's website, pick up a copy of his book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. It's an amazing book. It's so full of information that, you know, I learned so much, and I thought I did, you know, eating right and so much stuff that it really showed me, boy, what I didn't know, I sure didn't know, and now I do know. So check out that, and then also when you're at his website, make sure that you sign up for that subscription so that you learn how to do the clearing of your lymphatic system for yourself and your children. Now, John, we want to talk about, we've only got like 5 minutes left before, that's the end of our time together, but let's talk now about what are some simple things that parents can do for themselves and their children to clear their lymphatic systems that each one of us can do on a normal basis,
sure.
daily
and
basis.
We have to start thinking about it on a daily basis because yeah. 500 million cells die every day because many cells replicate. You know, that's how we live. We replicate cells. So yeah. if we're not removing a lot of those dead cell material, or we've had a virus, and we're going to get sick. So number one is water. Our body is over 60 to 70% water. Our lymph fluid is over 97% water. Our cerebrospinal fluid is 98% water.
So you're saying drink lots of water then, right?
Lots of water and definitely not RO water. RO water is poison. No one should be drinking that. And that's filtered water. And then, you know, exercise. You know, we need to move, especially adults. I didn't move for many years, and I just started moving. I used to move a lot, do marathons and stuff like that, and then I haven't. You know, life takes place. And it's amazing how you do a little exercise and your whole body stands differently, your blood flows better. When we're not exercising, we're just a lump. We're just a big blob. When we start doing a little bit of light exercise, our muscles start toning and start carrying our body better, and our plumbing system works better. So it really is simple things that they need to do, and even get a massage. You know, go for a 15-minute massage. Go. You know, you always feel better when someone touches you. And also grounding. I'll bring grounding into it. You can sit out in the grass for a half hour and let your feet touch the ground. It really does work. They show that it actually thins the blood. But water, I would say by far, because many children are dehydrated. That's why I have so many skin conditions. Just get them to drink water and monitor their water, because they say they're drinking water, they drink it, and then they leave it. You have a full glass at the end of the day. So you have to watch what they're doing. But it really is important to change your family's future and your children's future is to start educating them. My kids learn how to drain their lymphatic system in front of the website with me as I would do it. I drain myself occasionally with the website, and they learn by watching me. And this is what parents can do. Start draining yourself on my website, and your children will start watching what you're doing. And within a few months, by the end of your subscription, they're going to know how to drain themselves too. And now you've changed your child's life for the rest of their life so that they can take care of themselves for belly aches or skin conditions or headaches or migraines, they can actually fix it with their hands.
Yeah, and get out there and get running with the kids at the park, like you mentioned
earlier. Get out there
and move
it. You know? That's it. Get out and enjoy life. Get out from the house. Get out from the TV. Got to go out and enjoy life and the whole family, the benefits.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that we do is, as a family, we'll pick things to learn new together. And, you know, we've gone and we've done rock climbing and downhill skiing and cross-country skiing and rollerblading. And we've done this as a family, and it really makes life interesting when you're learning something new, you're exercising, and you're doing it as a family. Powerful
stuff.
And
you have some good memories, too.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Every holiday, my kids will still bring up how I was rollerblading, and although I was this, you know, medalist winner figure skater, I left half my skin on from my butt on that sidewalk when I fell so much. It's an ongoing story with our family. So you talk about memories, for sure. It is a lot of happy memories in our house. So, you know, good point to make now that I've shared another piece of myself, folks. Now, and you said that, you know, parents can and children can just grab their arms, right?
Yeah, just if you have a young child, just take their hands with your fingers and just their arms, at start at their underarm, and just press like they're a gentle dough with your fingers and your thumb. Just press real gently. You should never hurt them, but that feels good. And do the other arm. You can squeeze their legs the same way. You know, it's just time to be a parent. We have to take care of our children and teach them some good things, and hopefully they'll be able to take care of themselves. But it really is up to the parents.
Folks, be aware of what you're feeding your children. Very important. Watch what you eat yourself, because you're the example. John, as always, I love you, my friend. You're so full of such great knowledge, and I just love the work you're doing. And thank you for helping me and my daughter, and everything that you've brought into our family. Learn more about John Ossipinski at lymphman.com, and also make sure you pick a copy of his book up. It is An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and also make sure you sign up to learn how to do that clearing on your lymphatic system. It's incredible. It is really something that everyone should know how to do.
All right. Now, well, have a good day.
Thanks, John. Folks, I've had a lot of people connecting with me recently, and they're just so frustrated. And I thought that this would be a good time to share something really special. When I was, you know, going through all the challenges that I had going on in my life, something that got me through was a poem. And I had this poem, it's called Don't Quit. And I had this poem on my fridge, I framed it, and I had it in our bathroom. Anywhere where I would spend a lot of time, I would post this poem up, and I would read it. And by reading it, it really helped me get through the tough times. And I know we've got a lot of listeners, and if you're listening, this is for you that might be going through some challenges. I want to let you know that this poem I've also put on my blog on my website, AskSueLondon.com. So you can go to AskSueLondon.com, go to the blog, and the name of the poem is Don't Quit. So let me just share this with you now. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things go wrong that you must not quit. So the name of that poem is Don't Quit. That's the poem. That's the secret that got me into the place where I am today. Check it out at my website, AskSueLondon.com on the blog. Print it off. Post it somewhere on your fridge or your bathroom and read it daily, folks. I know I always say if it can help me, it can help everybody. Folks, I've really enjoyed having John here with us today, and how we have learned about how we can help our children's health. And I hope that something John has said will help you help yourself and your family. Check his details out at lymphman.com. Now, to learn more tools and techniques that will help you cope, heal, and move forward, I invite you to visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. Sign up for that free newsletter and start getting the 10 weekly inspiring videos. Lots of great tools and techniques that will help you. These are tools and techniques I've used personally, so check it out. And then when you're at my website, make sure that you pick up a copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This is about my journey with Crohn's disease, near death, being given 30 minutes to live, life and death pregnancy, going through abuse and divorce. There's something empowering there for everyone who reads it. Again, it's Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And again, it's at AskSueLondon.com. Now, I want to thank all of you folks for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. And I want to thank John Ostapinski for being with us today. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my guest is going to be Jeanette Hunter. And the topic is Feng Shui. You're going to learn what items in your office and home are affecting you in all areas of your life. So tune in. On behalf of my guest, John Ostapinski, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again next week. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.